Welcome, welcome.
You must have been vaccinated with a phonograph needle.
It's not supposed to make that noise.
Look, a song is a song. You either dig it or you don't.
I hope this doesn't go on my permanent record.
Yes, sir. It brings back a lot of memories.
And just for the record,
I guess the only thing we can do is play you a song.
We stand witness to the awesome power of radio.
Your plastic pal who's fun to be with.
And for all of you out there, this is your song.
Welcome to the alleged show.
To 45 RPM. And your host, author...
I've been thinking about writing a book.
Humorist.
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I amuse you.
Grammy-nominated songwriter...
In song form.
And award-winning broadcast personality...
I know for a fact them radio waves is harmful.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are you?
Four lads from Liverpool who are setting the world on fire with their toe-tapping tunes. You want to keep an eye out and an ear out on these guys. They got some potential. They call themselves... What do they call themselves?
Mm-hmm.
The Beatles. And...
Just like that.
Everything oldies is new again. Hey, everybody. It's Scott Edward Phelps. And welcome to 45 RPM, 60 minutes saluting the historic and sublime speed of sounds. 45 revolutions per minute. And the vinyl where those memories were mastered. The 45 single. This time around, when is a Beatles song not a Beatles song? When it's a cover song. And that's what this episode is all about. It's Russ's Favorite Covers, Volume 2, the second in a series of episodes featuring selections from the fascinating list, My 333 Favorite Cover Songs, created by our friend, music writer, historian, archivist Russ Lindway, found on Facebook on his own page. And at the group page, Lost Pop Hits MIA.
Now available on video cassette.
Nah, I don't think so. There's some talk about 8-track tape.
Was that sarcasm?
Clearly, Russ is a lifelong fan, and that list pays wonderful tribute to a lot of historic pop music and its performers.
I blow you a kiss.
In this case, the Beatles, covering the work of one of pop music's founding fathers, Chuck Berry.
Roll over, Beethoven. Roll over, Beethoven. Dig to the rhythm and blues.
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
It goes without saying, as I say it, that the Beatles catalog has been extensively covered throughout the years as well. One of Russ's favorites, one of ours as well, a number one Beatles single from 1965 covered by one of their biggest fans, and a singer, performer, songwriter without peer himself. Words and music by Mr. Lennon and Mr. McCartney, Stevie Wonder at 45 RPM.
Try to see things my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? Why you see it your way? On the risk of knowing that our love may soon be gone. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong and still think that it's alright. Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight or say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out. Life is very short and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. Hey, I have always thought that it's a tell if I am right or I am wrong. Why you see it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
Work it out with me, baby. Work it out with me, baby.
Trust in my way. Only time will tell if I'm right or I am wrong. Why is it your way? There's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it wrong or still think.
The Beatles-Stevie Wonder relationship was a mutual admiration society. Paul McCartney, in particular, in 1973, on the back of the album of Red Rose Speedway, they put a Braille message in Stevie's honor. It read, "We love you, baby."
That's the loveliest thing I've ever heard.
You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Behold his mighty hand.
Together for the gospel greatness of Arthur Reed Reynolds and his composition as recorded by his group, the Art Reynolds Singers.
Huh? What?
Well, all right. So actually, that's the Doobie Brothers from their 1972 album, Toulouse Street. Toulouse-Lautrec? But the song was, in fact, written by Art Reynolds and his group, his gospel group, recorded it for their 1966 album, Telling It Like It Is. But the first cover version of that song was actually recorded in L.A., because a guitar player was present during the Art Reynolds session and thought, huh, this is something we might enjoy doing. And he took it to the rest of the guys and said, hey, this is something we might enjoy doing.
Now, where have I heard that before?
And so they did. Clarence White was the guitarist's name, and the 1969 album where it showed up, Ballad of Easy Rider, as performed by Clarence's band, The Birds, at 45 RPM. Listening to 45 RPM, it's Russ's favorite covers selections from the list, my 333 favorite cover songs from our friend Russ Lindway. You can find him at his Facebook page and at Lost Pop Hits MIA on Facebook. He knows what he knows, he makes up the rest as he goes, and he be me. Time for the answer, man. Ferd from Fernandina Beach emails in, Dear Scott. Is it true that Trent Reznor of Nine Inch Nails actually talked about one of his better-known songs and said, "It's not mine anymore"? Is it true, huh? Is it? Well, Ferd, we cannot fault you for a lack of enthusiasm, to be sure. And you know what? You're a hip dude.
He's a righteous dude.
All right, well, righteous, I suppose. You're absolutely correct.
You are correct, sir!
A song that he wrote and recorded with his band Nine Inch Nails from their second album, The Downward Spiral, back in 1994, got a Grammy nomination for Best Rock Song, but it was recorded in 2002 by what was then considered a very unlikely artist. Commercial and critical acclaim followed big time. In fact, Reznor was so impressed with the interpretation of that song for its sincerity and meaning, as he put it, that he went so far as to say, quote, "That song isn't mine anymore." The unlikely cover artist of a Trent Reznor tune and an amazing piece of work in one of his final pieces of work, Johnny Cash at 45 RPM.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt. Thank you. I wear this crown of thorns upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts I cannot repair. Beneath the stains of time, the feelings disappear. You are someone else. I am still right here. What have I become? My sweetest friend. Everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all. My empire of dirt. I will let you down. I will make you hurt. If I could start again, a million miles away, I would keep myself. I would find a way.
An amazing epitaph to an amazing career. Meanwhile, by 2017, Johnny's cover of the Trent Reznor tune, but the video accompanying the song, achieved unparalleled acclaim on its own. It was filmed in February of 2003. Johnny was 71 years old. He had some serious health problems, and his frailty is very evident in the video. In fact, he passed away just 7 months later. The video was named one of the 30 all-time best music videos by Time Magazine, and ranked the greatest music video of all time by the British publication NME. You should check it out.
And meanwhile,
the house where the music video was shot was his home for nearly 30 years on Old Hickory Lake in Hendersonville, and it was destroyed in a fire in April of 2007. Next door, a house where I was privileged to live for a brief period of time while I was living and working with Roy Orbison and his family, a house that was rebuilt after his house had burned down just 20 years earlier.
Wow!
A lot of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
I've been walking these streets so long, singing the same old song. I know every crack on these dirty sidewalks of Broadway, where hustle is the name of the game. Nice skies get washed away like the snow and the rain. There's been a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the lights are shining on me. Like a rhinestone cowboy riding out in a star-spangled rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know. Offers coming over the phone. Mind the rain, and a smile can hide all the pain. Put you down when you're riding the train that's taking the long way. But I dream of the things I'll do with a subway token and a dollar tucked inside my shoe. There'll be a load of compromising on the road to my horizon, but I'm gonna be where the light is shining on me.
Just a second, you're saying to yourself, I know that song. That song was a big hit, and that song was a big hit for...
I'm Glen Campbell.
And that doesn't sound at all like...
Glen Campbell.
And you'd be absolutely right. In late 1974, Glen Campbell heard that song on the radio during a tour of Australia, and he decided to learn it. When he got back to the U.S., he decided he was going to record it. And he did, and it was a big hit. And that version, well, it was done by a guy who knew the song pretty well, because he wrote it. That's Larry Weiss. Time for a little Guess Who.
Guess Who?
Who are you?
Who?
What the hell's that?
Who are those guys?
Who is this?
You probably know the song, but who's doing it? I'm thinking not so much. I'll give you a hint. The answer has something to do with a yellow ribbon.
What?
Trust me. Stand by.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond the illusion. I was soaring ever higher, but I flew too high. Though my eyes could see, I still was a blind man. Though my mind could think, I still was a madman. I hear the voices when I'm dreaming. I can hear them say,
carry on my way. Son, there'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
A man with a reason. My charade is the event of the season. And if I claim to be a wise man, it surely means that I don't know. On a stormy sea of moving emotion, tossed about, I'm like a ship on the ocean. I set a course for winds of fortune, but I hear the voices say,
when you are done, lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more. Carry on, my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no more.
Coming up, the supergroup you've never heard of. Until now, what do the Turtles and Penny Hofstadter have in common?
Oh, honey, the buses don't go where you live, do they?
The guy who immortalized Candy was also the guy who gave us the villain with the Midas touch. All of that and more when Russ's Favorite Covers, Volume 2, returns. Oh, and whom is doing this Kansas classic? Well, like I said, Yellow Ribbon.
What the hell's that?
You know, as in that joke. Cross Tony Orlando with four guys from Nashville, and what do you get?
What?
Tie a yellow ribbon around the Oak Ridge boys.
What the hell's the matter with you?
Oh, I'm told there's any number of psychological issues that cause these moments of total.
A lot of great music to be found when 45 RPM continues. Welcome.
Hey, how you doing?
To 45 RPM and your host, author.
Is this a kissing book?
Humorist.
You know what you are?
A hoot.
With a capital H, that's what you are.
Grammy-nominated songwriter.
You have to imagine it, sung by three chickens.
Toy rifle enthusiast. A zealous advocate for pocket change.
Climate change.
Climate change. And award-winning broadcast personality.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Scott Edward Phelps.
Who are those guys?
Friend Russ Lindway's my 333 favorite cover songs, Nicolette Larson and her biggest single hit, and like so many cover songs, this one's got a story.
Here's a story.
Linda Ronstadt, who had sung backup with Nicolette Larson on a number of sessions, including one for the composer of Lotta Love, has said that it was her suggestion that Larson record the song. And Larson's producer thanked Ronstadt by having a top-of-the-line sound system installed in her Mercedes convertible.
Well, isn't that special?
Larson's own recollection, though, was that the composer himself suggested that she record the song. She said, "I got that song off a tape I found lying on the floor of his car. I popped it in the tape player and commented on what a great song it was, and he said, 'You want it? It's yours.'" Magnanimous fellow. And the composer? Neil Young.
It's gonna take a lot of love to change the way things are.
It's You're listening to Scott Edward Phelps.
Get ready for a surprise.
Something a little extra from a different list of favorite cover songs, my own. I teased earlier the supergroup you've never heard of. Mike Rogers, a member of the bluegrass group Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver. Ben Isaacs, a Dove Award-winning producer and member of the Grammy-nominated family group, the Isaacs. And Bradley Walker, a Dove Award-winning artist. All teamed up with a guy who had a little track record of his own, writing hit songs for the group that he was a member of for many years. Some videos of a live performance they did in 2020 came across my desk and I went, wow, this is cool.
That's severely cool.
A longtime member of the Statler Brothers, Jimmy Fortune. Together, Fortune, Walker, Rogers, and Isaacs, covering a great song by J.D. Souther. And this is live from their performance in Columbia, Tennessee in 2020 at 45 RPM.
Call out
I see by the old clock on the wall that it's
45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
Here I stand, head in hand, turn my face to the wall. If she's gone, I can go on, feeling 2 foot small. Everywhere people stare, each and every day. I can see them laugh at me, and I hear them say, hey, you've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away. How can I try? I can never win. Hearing them, seeing them in the state I'm in. How could she say to me, love will find a way? Gather around all you clowns, let me hear you say. You've got to hide your love away. Hey, you've got to hide your love away.
Hey, who wants to hear the lead singer of Pearl Jam cover a Beatles song?
Over here!
Over here!
Got you covered. And we got time, no pun intended, and we got time for another Guess Who.
Guess Who?
Who are you?
Who?
What the hell's that?
Who are those guys?
Who is this?
A lot of interesting and eclectic choices on Russ Lindway's list of his favorite 333 cover songs.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
This one, we humbly categorize as unusual as well.
You know it, Chad.
Think you can guess who? Guess we'll find out. And yes, we know the song is the Turtles' great hit. What we're looking for is, who's doing it? And here's your clue. One Mississippi, two Mississippi.
You got a thing about you, I just can't live without you. I really want you, Eleanor, near me. Your looks intoxicate me. Even though your folks hate me, there's no one like you, Eleanor Ridley. Well, Eleanor G, I think you're swell, and you really do me well. You're my pride and joy, etc. Eleanor, can I take the time to ask you to think you're groovy? Let's go out to a movie. What do you say now, Eleanor? Can we? They'll turn the lights way down low. Maybe we won't watch the show. I think I love you, Eleanor. Love me. Speak your mind. Tell me that you love me better.
How'd you do? Did you figure out who it is?
No.
The voice is familiar, isn't it?
A little bit.
Yes, it is. Well, you're going to just facepalm yourself when you realize who it is. You're going to go, oh, of course. Pop music superstar, Oliver Lorvis. Come on now, think about it. Does the name ring a bell? Yeah, it does. It's a character that was portrayed on an episode of Big Bang Theory. Oh, that's right. That urologist that wanted to have a relationship of a serious nature with Penny.
I was hoping to impress her by tracking her down on the internet and then showing up unannounced at her door. And she touched my arm for two Mississippis, like, you know, one Mississippi.
Billy Bob Thornton and his group, the Boxmasters, who play locally and regionally and for fun, and took hold of that classic Turtles tune and turned it into something that made it onto Russ Lindway's list of his 333 favorite covers. And we're thinking for a long time to come, not just one Mississippi.
You're listening to 45 RPM with Scott Edward Phelps.
I think you've got a fever.
When you hear the term standard applied to a song, this one qualifies. Recorded over 500 times. Most notably, probably, Peggy Lee's 1958 version.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a fever that's so hard to bear. You give me fever.
And along the way, it's been recorded by such an eclectic group as Elvis,
wow,
Michael Bublé, Beyoncé, Madonna. It was done on The Muppet Show along the way. The McCoys even took their Hang On Sloopy riff and applied it to this song. But in his list of his 333 favorite cover songs, Mr. Russ Lindway decided that Ain't Nothing Like the First Time, written by Eddie Cooley and Otis Blackwell, and recorded by Little Willie John at 45 RPM.
Never know how much I love you. Never know how much I care. When you put your arms around me, I get a feeling that's so hard to bear. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Listen to me, baby, hear every word I say. No one can love you the way I do, 'cause they don't know how to love you my way. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Bless my soul, I love you. Take this heart away. Take these arms I'll never use. And just believe in what my lips have to say. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night. Sun lights up the daytime, moon lights up the night. My eyes light up when you call my name, 'cause I know you're gonna treat me right. You give me fever. When you kiss me, fever, when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning and fever all through the night.
You're listening to 45 RPM. Who amongst us doesn't know Sammy Davis Jr., the Candyman?
Sunrise.
Turns out there was at least one cover of interest.
Wait for it.
The guy who co-wrote the song, Anthony Newley.
Who can take a sunrise, sprinkle it with dew?
But even if you knew that, bet you didn't know this. He co-wrote the theme song for one of the most successful James Bond films in movie history.
Wait for it.
Goldfinger.
Ah,
tell you what else, too. He covered that song himself on the soundtrack album in a version I'm betting you've never heard until now. Anthony Newley at 45 RPM.
Gold finger, he's the man with the Midas touch. A spider's touch. Such a cold finger beckons you to enter his web of sin, but don't go in. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her, it's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. Golden words he will pour in your ear, but his lies can't disguise what you fear. For a golden girl knows when he's kissed her, it's the kiss of death from Mr. Goldfinger. Pretty girl, beware of this heart of gold. This heart is cold. He loves only gold, only gold. He loves gold, he loves only gold, he loves gold.
45 RPM and...
And finally, a little something out of the ordinary. A double dip, because this is just a great cover of a song that he wrote. Mr. Walker, Mr. Rogers, Mr. Isaacs, and Jimmy Fortune at 45 RPM.
Oh, Elizabeth, I long to see your pretty face. I long to touch your lips. I long to feel warm embrace. Don't know if I can ever live my life without you. Oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure I'm missing you. I remember when we shared a life together, and you gave me strength and love, and life felt brand new. But you're so far away, I have to say I'm feeling blue. And oh, Elizabeth, I'm sure missing you. Oh, we your pretty face. I long to touch your lips. I long to feel your warm embrace. Don't know if I can ever live my life without you. Oh, we listen to I'm sure missing you. I don't know if I can ever
Scott Edward Phelps. Join me next time as lots of great music to be found at 45 RPM.
Darn, that's the end.
I'll turn it off, man!
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
We'll catch you next time.
Time to get back to the real world.
And like that...